us from Peak Radar. It is Jonathan Toman. And you know what, Jonathan, I keep hearing from everybody this week. It's been a week, like, weird. I think we're all ready for this weekend.
Here.
Yeah, huh?
I mean, it took 5 days, just like the rest of them. But
I know, but
where
you,
people are coming from.
Some weeks are just weirder than others, right?
It's true.
It is true.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to all the exciting things happening in our area this weekend. So what's happening?
Yeah, and as per usual, there's a lot. We'll start tonight at the Pike Speak Center. Who's Live Anyway is in town, which, as you might guess, is the current cast members of the Emmy-nominated TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's their new improv tour where they'll have 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. So if you know sort of the feel for the TV show, it'll be similar to that tonight at the Pike Speak Center.
That sounds fun.
Tomorrow at Rockledge Ranch Historic Site, they're having a fun historic event. They're calling it Everything But the Oink. It's an old saying that sums up the dietary and economic importance of hogs to farmers, ranchers, and homesteaders. So there'll be all sorts of educational demonstrations. In addition to hog processing, you can observe sausage making. And also, one of the cabins will demonstrate soap making, which came from lard, throughout the day as well. So if you're interested in throwing it back a little bit and getting an education along the way, Rockledge Ranch tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Perfect.
Also tomorrow is Impact Saturday in downtown Colorado Springs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Downtown Partnership and Colorado Institute for Social Impact are combining for a passport-style day to shop and dine at local social impact businesses and meet the thought leaders behind these groundbreaking enterprises. So it's a good day to explore the innovative businesses in downtown Colorado Springs and what they have going on. On Sunday night at 6 p.m. is a night of music in Manitou, as Hound Mouth will be joined by Kyle Emerson at Manitou Springs Memorial Hall. Houndmouth, you may know from their single Sedona. So if you're looking for some music, that's a good opportunity Sunday night. And then two more sort of play-related things that get going this weekend. Tomorrow through December 1st, Tiny Beautiful Things is at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. When a struggling writer is asked to take over the unpaid, anonymous position of advice columnist, she uses her empathy and personal experiences to help those seeking guidance. So it's a play about reaching when you're stuck, healing when you're broken, and finding the courage to take on the questions which have no answers. And then finally, Simpich Showcase Marionette Theater in Old Colorado City is opening their play, A Christmas Carol.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow and running through December 4th. If you haven't been to Simpich, it's a lovely experience.
It is.
But of course, the timeless narrative is brought to life with sparkling vitality when over 20 handmade marionette actors animated by Dickens himself. It's an adaptation by puppeteer David Simpich. And so, of course, Scrooge is launched into a transformative night, and the outcome is both a continuing inspiration and celebration of the promise of the season. So we're getting into that time of year where holiday events are coming down the pike. We've also got, on Peak Radar, we have a gallery guide up and running. So if you're looking to shop local for some holiday gifts, that's a great place to start. And it's also craft fair season.
It is.
So a good time to hop on Peak Radar and see some of those type of events as well.
That's so awesome that you've broken them up, Jonathan. So here's, you know, shopping if you're looking for this, or if you want to go to the craft shows or whatever that's happened. That's because there's a lot.
Yeah, we find that Peak Radar has so much information on it sometimes because there's so much happening that we have to break it down for people to make it easier to understand and get your head around what's happening. So yeah, the gallery guide and some other things that we do are great ways to do that.
Perfect. Jonathan, you have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk with you next Friday. Thank you so much.
Same to you, Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. 7:42 now, KRDO News Radio.